Waka Tuafa, Section 4, Mihi Mihi, Introductions.
You can't get very far in a Māori environment before you're confronted with needing to do a mihi mihi or an introduction, or being asked questions about where you're from or who you belong to. We refer to these things as our pepeha. In English, we can usually get away with saying our name, but our tūpuna decided they wanted to go the full hog and added in our mountain, river, tribe, marae, ancestor, parents and so on. Most of us know the feeling of the heart pounding in our ears as it comes closer and closer to our turn to stand up and say where we're from. The knees start shaking, the words you know so well disappear from all consciousness, and then there you are in front of 100 people, smiling before your well-learnt pepeha comes from nowhere and is laid out in front of the masses to roars of cheers and clapping. Okay, slight exaggeration perhaps. But dreams of stardom aside, the structures you use in a mihi mihi are some of the most common questions and answers we'll end up using when we meet people, so it's good to get a grip on them early on. We'll use the general kaitahu references to give examples of a pepeha, but I recommend finding your own specific references so that you and your tamariki can identify your own marae, hapu and whakapapa when you do your mihi mihi. Yeah, you say, more grammar! But first we'll go over some of the vocabulary you'll need for your mihi mihi. Mountain.
Mauka.
River.
Awa.
Lake.
Roto.
Coast.
Tai.
Canoe.
Waka.
Ancestor.
Tupuna.
Meeting house.
Wharenui.
Sub-tribe.
Hapu.
Tribe.
Iwi.
Name.
Ikwa.
We can use one structure for all of the sentences in our mihi mihi, so as long as you know the vocabulary, then you should be able to get a hand on this pretty quickly. Here goes, we'll start off with our mountain. To say, Auraki is my mountain, we say,
Ko Auraki, taku mauka.
The first word is ko, and this is followed by the name of the thing we're talking about. You'll remember taku from the first tape to mean my, singular. The noun comes at the end. Let's hear that again. Drum roll, please.
Ko Auraki, taku mauka.
All we need to do to say the rest of the pepeha is to replace Auraki with the other names and change the nouns accordingly. So to say Waitaki is my river, we say
Ko Waitaki, taku awa.
So how then would we say Takitimu is my canoe?
Ko Takitimu, taku waka.
Ka paira. Okay, now following the same format, translate the rest of these sentences from the top. Auraki is my mountain.
Ko Auraki, taku mauka.
Waitaki is my river.
Ko Waitaki, taku awa.
Takitimu is my canoe.
Ko Takitimu, taku waka.
Tahu Pōtiki is my ancestor.
Ko Tahu Pōtiki, taku tupuna.
Kaitahu is my tribe.
Ko kaitahu, taku iwi.
Poututeraki is my name.
Ko poututeraki, taku ikwa.
To ask the question about someone's pepeha, we use ko wai for both the names of places and people. We do that because we personify our mauka and awa. It's probably a good time to note that it isn't polite in Māori to ask someone who they are by saying ko wai koe or ko wai toi koe. This is the equivalent of saying, and just who do you think you are? But that's not to say you're limited on potential pickup lines or anything. You may just need to be a little bit more creative, like, hey you, ko wai tō mauka. Okay, back to ko wai. Our structure is the same as the answer, so for what is the name of your river, we say
ko wai tō awa.
You'll notice for the question, what is your river, we use tō for your. Whereas in the answer we're saying Waitaki is my river, which is why we use taku. As an example, to answer the question,
Ko wai tō wharenui.
We could say,
Ko uenuku taku wharenui.